Kick its ass.
Compared to when?
Precisely.
Oh yeah.
Am I doing good compared to, or compared to who?
I mean, exactly.
Tom Brady's pretty fucking happy.
Happy as a clam, but then you talk to the clam, he doesn't think so.
Is Tom Brady happy?
Happy as what kind of clam is he happy as?
You know what? I actually think, yeah. I think 5 years ago, real argument, Tom Brady, happiest man in the world.
Yeah.
Probably. Can't have been.
Why?
Kept striving. The second he was happy, he would have ceased to strive. You don't go back. You don't go back to live in Tampa, for the love of God, if you're happy with what
he won. But he won Super Bowl.
Yeah, he won, and then he kept going back. He kept, I heard, they keep telling me. I don't think those athletes, particularly those ones that like go on into superannuated years, your Ronaldo's and your Messi's and your Tom Brady's, I don't think they have it in them to be happy.
If they were happy, they would have played football until they were 24 and then just stopped.
Yeah, they would have bronked out of it.
No, that's ridiculous, because like you still enjoy it at 25 and 26.
I don't know that they do, though.
There's a difference between happy and...
If you do anything to such an extreme degree, like to where you like have to really regulate everything you eat, your sleep, like you can't... Like, I heard something the other day that like rugby players like aren't allowed to like move a couch for fear, like, because their bodies are their...
Are their business.
Like, tools. And they and like lifting a couch, fucking Cian Healy might throw his back out. It's unlikely, but he might. So like you are...
That sounds like a real good excuse to not help moving that couch.
Yeah, but like if you saw in the Six Nations, the really shit Netflix Six Nations thing.
I did not.
Ellis Genge goes to help his friend like dig a hole and then just stands there.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember hearing that, not from a rugby player, but it was either Kevin Kilbane or Kenny Cunningham. They sound very different, but for some reason in my mind they're the same person. Yeah. And they were just talking about how, when you're a professional footballer, that's the difference between an amateur and a professional, is it's my job at the moment to be on the couch. I have a game later, and it is, you know, and he was talking about how it's tough to like say to your partner that it's like, I know, sweetie, but I am currently actually, believe it or not, involved in my job, and I need to go to bed for 2 hours.
Recovery are as much a part of your job as training.
I am working right now,
and that's why I'm talking about the guys who are the psychos, because like you cannot do that until you're like 25. Probably you can like eat Skittles and like, you know, you can be Charles Barkley or whatever. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, like John Daly was doing fairly fucking well for a while there.
Yeah, John Daly was the and now he's doing. I heard him on Tucker Carlson's podcast the other day, doing even better. Even better. He drives around in a recreational vehicle, not because he has to, not because the IRS need to know where he lives, nothing to do with that. That's how he goes to tournaments. And he's doing better than he was.
Doing better in that he's doing the same and he's larger, so like he's doing more better.
He's doing big things.
He's got big things coming up.
A lot, big multiple things involving arteries, involving you know, he's borrowing that old Fianna Fáil slogan. A lot done, a lot more to do, unfortunately. That was the tagline they didn't put at the end. Wise electorally, but morally, not so sure.
Not so much.
You know. Speaking of politics, this is the Final Count, and of course you're low down for what's going down in the land of Nod, also known as Westminster of the West, the Dáil.
Westminster,
as they like to say at YFG HQ, which is a breathing of Young Fine Gael headquarters, which is also where the power is. Oh, speaking of taking the power back. A spooky little Heineken you're drinking there, Gavin.
It's spooky. Whoa! Yeah, because I was out for my dad's 60th last night. We went for a lovely meal, and nobody knows how to drink like recently retired men. It is just like
particularly ones that retire at 50
on a Monday fucking night.
Yeah, and if you're retired at 59, you pretty much had an idea what you were gonna, how much drinking you were gonna do once you called it a day.
I yeah. like as well, yeah, the Roninator is not one of these psychos who's trying to push it till he's 70. He's like, I've had a good career.
Yeah.
I've been working since, like, I think got his first job at, like, 16. I'm not sure he did the leaving cert. He's just like, I'll just go, I'll get the first job. So he's been working for, like, 43 years. He's like, I'm done. I'm toast.
That's a lot of work.
Those first years in the big city are no joke either. I mean, you know, you're lucky. He was lucky to get that job as a pornography fluffer. That's people aspire to that.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Why
it was
they
a
needed
much
one of those in the Department of Agriculture, I'll never know.
Well, if you've seen the people in the Department of Agriculture, they needed fluffers.
What do you think the plowing championships is, Gavin?
There's the one that we see on the television that's sanitized for everything. No, you're right. Reasonably retired man, and congratulations to Ronan Stein's monster his long and illustrious career, and may he enjoy an even longer and more illustrious retirement. I think he'd have to live to be 120 something, but he can have that. I don't see why he wouldn't.
I mean, he does a lot of cycling, so he's heart wise he's fairly fit, but getting hit by a bus wise he's in the danger zone, you know.
Yeah,
it's true. He needs to get. That's why people don't understand, because he's trim for an older fella, you'd have to say. Yeah. That's why we need people. People don't like the heavier men in the Lycra in those groups, because they don't like looking at them. And I get it. It's not pleasant. But you need those as a bus buffer for the Ronins of the world.
You do.
To be a good
they'll
age.
Soak
they
up
don't.
A lot of bus.
Yeah, they will. They will absorb. You got to assume the bus driver's not nuts or unconscious. Now, he might be. But assuming he's just inattentive, you'll know you hit the first fact, and they're not quiet. They don't go down quietly.
They often evacuate their bells in a very loud way, or go, "Oh no, I spilled my pizza," or something. You know,
I gotta say, Fred, that pizza on the it's athletic in its own way to eat it on the bike like that, but I don't think it's contributing to what you're going for. Good for you, but that's. You're absolutely correct. Recently retired men, because they have, they've been working for particularly recently retired men. I know by the time we get there, you know, it'll probably be like, well, these soft cocks haven't had a real job in their life. So it's recently retired men, like they've spent the last 40 or 50 years working. And the only constraints on their misbehavior were that, like, those pesky kids and that pesky job. And both of those are finished now. So it's like, well, the only reason not to drink on a Monday was those. So they haven't had to learn any sort of restraint, because restraint was, like it was for pretty much all of human history, imposed upon them by life. We're the soft cocks.
Yeah.
Who ironically have the medicine to give us the hard cocks.
Yeah. Well, what we lost in, you know, being hard cocks, we put into brain power so that we could make medicine to be hard cocks.
It's true. We three were pivotal in the development.
Pioneers.
It's like using all of our remaining oil to make solar panels.
Yeah.
a terrible idea that Eamon Ryan will regret supporting. I agree with you. I agree. I do think pharmaceutical companies could do with having one bro on the, because that's all Viagra was a failed heart drug. And they obviously had one bro who was like, see if it does enter your dick. What? What? Well,
they had one guy who was like, who had a terrible heart condition and was like, look, man, and they got the results back. They did the trial run and everyone was like, has it improved your heart health? What about your mood? And everyone was like, fucking 10 out of 10 on the mood. And they started doing the in-depth interviews and they're like, so it seems like you're, if anything, sicker than you were, but you seem really happy about that. And he's like, Yeah. I've been boning down hard. We're going to make these last 9 months fucking count.
I don't think they even check that much. I think we've learned one thing from large pharmaceutical companies is they're just like, does it work? No. Are people buying it? Fucking in more. Don't look into this too much, but they're buying it more. I don't want to have to know about what this might be doing. Oh, it's just boners. Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, thank God for you.
What they'll eventually do is combine.
That's amazing. That is amazing that they managed to get it down to just boners.
No, it'll like, it'll
there's
also
no way
cause
it's just boners.
Doesn't it also do like heart stuff?
It's a big no-no, which I mean, I certainly never did myself, so I'm not worried at all that it might have done any lasting damage. It's a big no-no to do it while you're on like any of the drugs that you might want to use it for. You know those drugs that I'm told among their many effects have kind of these, here's this, you know, these effects like to the side of what you were expecting to happen.
Many
of them, I think I'm going to call them beside the effects.
Mm. Yeah.
Many of them make your dick not work. So like a bunch of people are like, oh, I'm on coke, my dick doesn't work. Gonna boof about a load of Viagra, get the dick to work. And it does, but big increased risk of heart attack. And they don't write it on the label of the cocaine.
Well, some responsible drug dealers out there.
I've actually been using generic brand cocaine instead of the Pfizer stuff for a while now, and they actually have been surprisingly much more responsible in their disclosures.
It's true. It's kind of fucked actually how our legal system, like the drugs are illegal, fine, but it actually specifically punishes a diligent drug dealer, like one who like kept records and kept like, you know, and was like,
yeah, I kept batch numbers so I could trace back my fentanyl.
Yeah, it's like, oh well, you're gonna be the first one caught, whereas it's kind of hard.
Like that scene
down
in The Wire where these guys taking minutes.
Yeah,
you taking minutes on a criminal conspiracy.
But that co-op was the best thing to ever happen to Baltimore since the before the Orioles started to get their things back together, you know, back in shape. Yeah.
Yeah, when people think Baltimore, they think that co-op and the Orioles. That's it.
They do.
That's what it is.
They missed a trick not being the Baltimore Oreos as well, I think.
Rare opportunity.
They can either make a lot of money or lose a lot of money that way.
Think of the cross promotion. Yeah, it's always worth the risk. Think of the cross promotion. Which is also what they do around coming up to Easter. A lot of cross promotion.
I don't know. I don't know enough about baseball to make the joke. So, Manus, you can fill in the gaps here. So, the Baltimore Oreos let their title sponsorship from Oreo affect their hiring practices, and they just keep putting a white guy between two black guys.
Yeah, that's book show altar for you. What are you gonna do? You know
what positions would that be possible? I think everyone involved in baseball is
you can kind of do doggy, and then that's kind of the best one for putting one white guy between two black guys, because then you can
doggy is good for putting guys between guys.
Yeah, well, because you've got access to, there's kind of only two viable entrances on a man, to be honest with you, and you know, you can just lie them on top of each other, I guess, but it looks a bit Abu Ghraib-y, to be honest, so we don't like that.
Oh, no.
You're right. I'm terrible for joking about that.
No, I just haven't heard Abu Ghraib in a really long time.
That's because the mainstream media want you to forget, you know? But you know who doesn't want you to forget?
The Abu Ghraib babies.
The Ghraib babies, yeah. Another cross-promotion that I don't think the people at Bassett's or Barrett's or whoever make gummy bears and jelly babies wanted.
And they just stuck a bunch of jelly babies together.
Oh, there's. I just got a reply from a. I keep trying to mute my WhatsApp, and I keep muting the groups I don't want to, and not muting the ones I do want to.
What, you so, started reading your WhatsApps?
I had to. My father's side cousin group only operate on WhatsApp, and it's very important to know what the Kerry people are thinking.
It is. You've got your finger on the Kerry pulse,
yeah,
and often I find. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. It's the Healy Rays are great, and if they were allowed to run the country, this place would be far better.
Yeah, that's one of the many opinions
I don't want to tie them down to a single position, but that's the one I'm getting most frequently.
See, what you're failing to understand about the nuances of Kerry politics is like that there's the Healy Rays who have national,
but that there kind of is appeal. Nuances of Kerry politics.
Yeah, there is, because every little locality has their Healy Ray. This just doesn't have national attention. They like have their like big noise in the local council who they all support, and they don't all like each other.
Yeah. So,
well, my one got me the forms to apply for.
Don't blame me. I voted for Kodos.
Yeah. You know, the people who were really into like Martin Ferris and his clan. They don't like the Healy Rays. The people who are really into Jeremiah Moriarty Clifford, which is not a real person, but it's a very Kerry name.
Yeah. You could run down in Kerry under that pseudonym. And it'd be years before they found you.
They might never. They'd be like, well, I'm not going to investigate this too much. He's related to the Moriartys and the Cliffords. That's fucking... That's two big clans down here, you know? Healy Ray... I bring this up anytime I can. Healy Ray is not their name. Their name's Healy. Ray is the place they're from.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's a little... Fucking like
Healy's of Ray.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is brilliant.
And that's not even Danny Healy Ray's real hat.
Fucking hell!
It's an elaborate hairdo. Well.
It's an elaborate hairdo. Over.
It's a toupee. Anybody else have a beer? The spooky is going down like a knife, to be honest.
Yeah, that's your punishment. That'll teach you to try keep up with a 59-year-old man.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything because I went to the fridge for a spooky and I have the two that I have every week, so I'm not gonna bother. I have like an Erdinger and I have a Steagle and I know what
yeah.
they
taste like.
So, I actually do have a craft spooky in the fridge. People keep leaving stuff here after various events and some people are on the spookies.
You're quite the event host, Jack. I will say that for you.
I'm very lonely.
Well, I understand that.
So I surround myself with people to feel less alone.
Yeah,
well,
that's
the best way to do it, Jack.
I'm just kidding. I'm trying to get some ass.
Sorry, listen, I'm sorry to hear you feel lonely, Jack. But you saying I feel lonely, so I surround myself with people is like, oh, I'm just feeling a bit hungry, guys, so I decided to eat.
Well, Jack, you sure eat a lot of steak. Yeah, man. I actually just. I get hungry, you know?
I'm just constantly hungry, you know? And then you're like, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to get diabetes. I'm just kidding. That's all. I just have it around because I want to. I just really want to get some Ozempic on label. That's what I want.
So what's the spooky you have, Jack?
It's actually really difficult to read. It's actually really difficult to read. I'll sort of show you the label and I'm holding it straight. It's got like this kind of effect.
That's, yeah, you do seem to have a print. That's Heineken. Says Heineken 00.
It's called Conks.
Oh, Conks.
Omnipolo Conks, I believe. It's a non-alcoholic mini pale ale. I assume they're talking about the can, not the. No, it is half full. yeah, 0.3%. Let's see how we do.
Are Omnipolo the guys who they basically made their name, as far as I know? Actually, they may have made their name doing something else, charging like. €10 for a can of beer.
No, they're the guys who when they're on the horse have two polo sticks.
Yeah.
That's why James is always
trying to make the rule, making it illegal after that.
Yeah. They're the General Grievous of. not a lot of General Grievous jokes getting made these days. We're here to change that.
Does the horse's dangly dick ever come into play in polo? Like if it can it be like, oh come on, that doesn't count. That was assisted by the
not even the horse cock of horse cocks would hit the ground.
Yeah, and I also think if you are the polo player who is on the horse whose dick gets hit by a flying ball, the points in the game are the least of your fucking worries at that stage.
If you've got a bucking bronco right there, yes you do. That's what the phrase "hit the ground running" actually means, which is why I find it very funny when like politicians talk about it and stuff. Like, we're going to hit the ground running, so the horse is going to be slanging
off
in the middle.
No,
to where the horse is running along and the dick hits the ground.
That's exactly what it means. Yeah,
leaving a rudder
like
trail,
running like a big old horse cock.
Yeah, big old horse, because it's mostly about the horses are like. The horses, it's mostly about the horses, the polo. It's just they're having a good old run around. The people think they're in control, but they're not.
Lads, this is really tasty.
It's like that bit in The Dark Knight Rises. It's like, you can't do this to me, I'm in control. And then Bane like puts his hand menacingly on the guy's shoulder and goes, do you feel in control? Like,
yeah.
You think you're in control of that horse. if that horse wants to at any point, you're fucking dead.
Yeah, you're literally dead. It can kill you when it's not trying to kill you. So God help you if it's trying to.
That's your partner, not your employee.
The beneficence of the horse.
Like, you can be your horse's best friend and it can love you. And like, you walk behind it wrong and it just kicks you in the head and you're done. It's not even trying. Like, God help you if it takes a set against you. Yeah. And why ever would it when you're riding atop it, parading around with your other well-to-do mates, whacking a ball around the place? Like, the horse is probably convinced that it's the same thing that makes them be like, we're being ridden into war. This is life and death for both sides. I understand it's risky, but the guy sitting on me, he's shitting himself too. God help them if they ever find out the jolly hockey six fuckers that are riding them around the place.
It was a game to you? You rode me around for a fucking game?
Tell me this. Were you at least wearing something dignified?
You didn't make us look stupid, did you?
Well, your definition of dignified and my definition of dignified might not be the same. Like, it was dignified in that posh people wear it, but at the same time, very stupid. Silly.
Look how important we think the king is, and look at what we make him wear. He's the best of the posh boys, and we dress him up like a Barbie doll.
Speaking of the monarchy, have you guys been following the goss? Case.
I'm exactly a day behind it, so I keep getting the memes about the memes. I don't know what's going on.
I'm only a day into it. I was only a second order fan where over the weekend, a friend of the show, Yutaka, kept making references to Kate Middleton not being around.
So, yeah, like, this is going to be the worst take of this because, like, it's us. But just a little, like, context. So Kate Middleton, around Christmas time, the palace announced that she was going for planned abdominal surgery. Right. She then sometime in January, I think they said that she had returned after 10, 12 days in the hospital and was recovering at home. Hasn't been seen in 2 months, which I think is quite unusual, given that she's kind of the most photographed woman in the world. One of them.
Yeah, apart from Katie Price, she is. Yeah, absolutely.
Apart from Katie Price. Yeah. And then earlier last week on Mother's Day the palace posted a picture of her with her three children with just glaring super obvious Photoshop having been done to it. So there was already a swirling kind of conspiracy and rumors that there were jokes about, did she get a BBL? Did she get a tit job? Did she get some sort of cosmetic surgery? And she's just waiting for it to, you know,
take
exactly.
Because if you don't rest,
is she cut bangs and waiting for them to grow out? You know, silly rumors and stuff like that. When this came out, people were like, "Whoa, that's really weird." And then it was pointed out, and there was a AP put a kill notice on the picture, so none of their clients use it because it has been manipulated. The palace then responded, or Kate responded, to say, as an amateur photographer, I occasionally edit some of my photographs. And the image of the fucking Princess of Wales sitting over a desktop editing photos is so laughable that you're like, well, if this is the lie they're telling, the truth must be either really sinister or absolutely batshit crazy.
What are they covering? Like, my bet would be Kate's fine, everything's fine on their end. They're just taking one for the team. It's like, who has Andrew been caught molesting?
Yeah, there's, oh my God. Sorry, I hadn't even thought that this is fucking 3D chess. That this is like a fucking smokescreen.
You're right. I can see, like, 20 years ago, them being that out of touch. I can't imagine them being. Or I could see this come, like, if our Lord and Savior Prince Philip was still around, I could see him being like, you know, you can manipulate these things and we can make it.
Yeah. On MS Paint, gives himself a massive hog or something. Like,
Yeah, I'm sorry. We literally didn't have the constitutional authority to stop him from releasing these pictures. And,
you see, in this game of polo, the dick touches the ground.
You see, this is what we mean when we say it's the ground running.
But yeah, there's been a lot of online frenzy and speculation, which I'll be honest, has been a whole lot of fun to catch up on. Like, just the complete bungling and PR disaster that the Royals have made of it. I think, like, now my theory is that you're right, Mams. They are hiding something much more sinister with this total catastrophe from a PR perspective, because there's no way that people who are PR and comms professionals would do such a shitty job at, like, what they're trying to do.
Mm. It's like malicious compliance where they're like, are you sure now? You could pay the license fee and not use the freeware version of this, and we will do this for you. No, I can do this. This is, you know, I just need the broad stroke. Oh, you know, I just need one lesson with the personal trainer, and then, to be honest, I can kind of work from there. You know what I mean? I just need them to show me the movements, and I think I'll be fine, you know. But you're right.
If she had done it herself, it would have been worse. That's the thing. If it had been like a Yassified, I did this on my phone, I'm like, okay, that's just dumb. But at least that's an answer.
Yeah.
Because what do you mean? You would think, wouldn't you, that it's like, yeah, she's had surgery. She fucking relax. She'll be out when she's out. Like, these things, yeah. It's surgery.
Yeah, but obviously someone in the palace was like, oh, well, she's had surgery. She hasn't been around for 2 months. There's rumors floating around. Let's doctor an old image to make it look new. And no one will be any the wiser. And now they're like, oh, fuck. You know that thing I said? Apparently it made everything 10 times worse.
Whose nephew are you? Oh, yes. Oh, of course. You fucking know when something's been done. Your company's nephewed something. It's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we thought he couldn't do any harm in there. We thought that was a safe place to leave him. PR department, you know. But there you go. Turned out it wasn't so. That's good. That's cool. I hope she's safe and well. I hope
she's safe and well as well. It would be terrible if she wasn't.
No one's in Andrew's clutches. We don't need him to have anyone in his clutches.
Yeah. God, please.
And as well, you'll never get out. He'll never, no matter how much you struggle, he'll never get sweaty enough for you to wriggle free. his sandpaper like skin will form a grip upon you, and you shan't be able to get out. So sweatless is he.
My money is she pregnant. It's not his. They're figuring it out.
But like, how obviously not his would it have to be? That's probably a good shout.
Like, if you see the other kids, like, I hate to say it, but like, the fucking Windsor genes are so strong, because those are some fucking princely looking kids. Yeah, they look like 60-year-old little princelings.
It's true. He got, I bet a 5-year window of being like a pinup, like, sex symbol. And then it was just like, right, you've had it now. The royal genes back. Whatever medicine we gave you for a couple of years.
Hair goes, face gets a little bit more ruddy. Yeah.
You've got your, that's fine now, Wills. The deal with the devil is done. And Harry didn't have to go through it as much, because he only had one half royal genes, to be fair. God bless him. And that marriage fell apart too. Who could have ever seen that coming? That wouldn't work out for him. You know what else fell apart, gentlemen? The consensus around these bloody referenda. Am I right?
Sorry guys, that is my thing this week. So I will get to the actual referenda themselves. I would like to talk about the logistics surrounding said referenda.
Of course, Jack, yes! because segue alert, weren't you involved in some way with this referendum?
Yes, I was, Manus. In my period of gardening leave, I have had little to do And my dad is has been involved in the last couple of votes, has needed a hand with a few bits. So I was involved in two, I guess, major elements of how our friend worked: the delivery and pickup of the ballot boxes, which is very fun. You just jump in a van with a dude and you bring it out to all these schools.
You have to save the toners. We're left in charge of one part of the election. It would be delivery and picking up of the boxes.
Funny enough,
it's like when Fry gets told he's going to be a delivery boy in the year 3000. Only an opportunity to use my my skills of and life abilities in something other than parcel delivery. Well, Michael, what we'll need you to do is to secure the delivery and collection of the referendum boxes. Fucking right it is, Mart. Go ahead, carry on.
There's another thing that happens which I was not aware of. So the things get delivered the night before the election.
Yeah.
And the ballot boxes cannot be left alone, which means that in every single polling station in the country, a person stays overnight with the ballot boxes sleeping in the school. And it's I was one of those people.
Mate, were you one of the haunted ones?
Yes, I was in the school for the deaf in Canberra. And I was not even in a school. I was in a basketball court.
The school for the deaf, St. Joseph's on the Navan Road, is it?
Yes, it is.
I know it very well.
So did you know they set up a little bed for you?
No, they didn't. They didn't set up anything. And I hadn't really thought this
You can't
through.
Sleep. You have to look at the ballot the whole time.
Oh, no. Okay, so what I did, I didn't really think this through, because I was just like, look, worst case scenario, I have the laptop, I'll have a book on me, I'll just stay up for a few hours and then I'll go home the next morning, or I'll go help out with everything the next day and I'll be fine. Or I'll just like bring a sleep. I brought a sleeping bag. It's like I can curl up somewhere or on a chair or something. It'll be fine. I'm not in a school. I'm in a PE hall. And there's nothing there, and it's enormous, and it's cold, and it's right beside the Navan Road, and surprise fucking surprise, the gym hall in the school for the deaf is really fucking loud. Now, thankfully, I found a crash mat digging around in the school and used that as an impromptu mattress. Yes, after jumping on it and doing some flips on it for a few minutes.
Well, that's how you get to bed.
It was just you.
It was literally just me. And I was delivering. That was like the last delivery that I did. And I was like, bye, dude with van, who I've been with the last couple of hours. And then he's like, I'm just here now until 6:30 a.m. when the person who's running this location tomorrow shows up and finds me asleep on the floor.
It actually is probably better that it was you on your own and not you and some bloke you don't know at all.
Unacceptable. Yeah.
So, I take double the time on my own, like 5 minutes.
So it's hilarious, number one, that happens at all. It's like, it's so obvious on reflection that someone has to stay with the thing. And I had no idea. But you don't really think about it until you're told. But my favorite part was we were delivering all the ballot boxes to all the other guys who were staying overnight in these schools. Yeah. And these people were an absolute who's who of massive fucking legends. I would say not a one of them below the age of 70.
Yeah.
And they've all done this a couple of times. And every time I'm like, we're delivering in the stuff. And it's you're there for like 3 to 5 minutes. I'm just like, any tips for the night? He's like, well, look, I've got a few cans here. And I'll be gone by the time you're out that gate. One guy was like, "Oh, I was like, any hot tips for the overnight?" And he's like, you know, I've got Netflix up and running, and a few cans on me." It turns out just getting plastered is the way to get through this.
Yeah, 100%. That's the move. Yeah.
And this guy who was like in his 70s was like, "Yeah, I've got Netflix going, and a few cans. You know, back in the day, I used to just have a bit of a smoke and you'd be away, no bother. But we didn't have Netflix back then, you know?"
I love that. It's like, well, I can't smoke inside anymore, but at least I can be entertained. My cigarettes used to do the entertaining for me.
No. This guy was just getting as high as Wu-Tang get.
On John Player Blue with the holes in it.
I see. When you say smoke.
Yeah. He may have used the word puff or spliff or something that was like very, very clear. Wait,
what was he calling you, Jack? You can't let them talk to you this way. They might be older and more experienced, but you have a unique dignity that's all your own, and you must defend it.
My favorite was we got to one of these places and we called the guy whose number we have. And he's like, oh, shit, I'm actually not there yet. I'll be with you in 8 minutes. Suspiciously.
Don't worry about that one, yeah.
Yeah. Like, so anyway, 12 minutes later, this dude rocks up. Someone else is driving the car. He is walking in what could be described as a straight line. Big red face on him. And he goes, guys, great timing. The whistle just went in the West Ham match. As he begins to open up the school and let us in, where he will be promptly sleeping it off.
I mean, mightn't the boxes have been safer on their own than with?
Yeah, good question.
Well, there was the popo would sort of apparently be around. They'd sort of swing by the venues. They said hello to everybody.
Yeah,
at some point before sleepy time, and they were like, yeah, we just kind of swing around. We did have a guard escort for picking them up, which was not as fun as it sounds. I thought it was going to be it was because, again, it was plainclothes guys. Because, again, trying to keep it low key, I was like, what I wanted was the bikes.
Yeah.
That's what you think when you think you don't think a guard escorting you, which of course is what it means. You think, bikes. That's what you want.
Yeah.
I guess they don't have enough bikes is the problem.
I just, on reflection, it would have been super unnecessary.
Yeah, but that's the bikes are never, they're never necessary. That's the point of them. They're showing off. That's pulling your dick out. It's not necessary, but it might be really big.
You want the Irish rugby team to get stuck in Ballsbridge traffic?
Yeah, I really do. I want to see what happens. I want to see, do they step out and pop into Rowley's for a bit of a takeout? No. I'm interested to know that most of the lads are in there getting locked. And that if you really did want to interfere with the ballots, it'd be like going into the junkyard and trying to distract the dog, but instead of like a raw steak, you'd go up and waft chipper fumes into them running out. No. Oh, Anto's asleep again. That's interesting. I never think about it. It makes sense that they have to do it that way.
Yeah. And then, we get to the count center as he's there on count day as well. And like, just such a great little operation. I'm not sure if you guys have ever done it, but it's just like, it's just a bunch of people hanging out and having a good time.
I've shuttled old people to the polling station is the extent of the electoral work that I've done.
And how did Labour do that year?
Oh man, I'm telling you, you don't have to threaten them, but the implication is you won't bring them back. You remember 2011 election? You remember the well, we get 36 seats that year, and then five the next election. I mean, you know,
yeah,
a lot of old people had their arms twisted. But so no, never in the the closest thing to it was I did the Leaving Cert run with one of the years with
let me tell you, those boxes are heavy.
They're fucking heavy. Yeah. It's not, and you don't get to stay in the school because there's kids in the school at the time. More's the pity. He didn't technically say anything creepy. I dare you to quantify what it is. No, don't stop quantifying. That was not a real dare. That wasn't a real dare. Don't do it. You can't. It's illegal. I'm going to have you arrested. You'll be in jail.
So that was a very fun time, I gotta say. Strong recommend for doing your part for democracy like one time.
Yeah.
It sounds but very how do you much get like involved jobs. In
it if it's not literally your dad organizing it?
I bet you those jobs are coveted. It sounds very much like those owl fellas have been doing that for the first time. He was like,
so they're all mostly janitors at the schools or caretakers at the schools. It's just the one that particular school didn't want to do it or couldn't do it.
They're going, oh no, you mean I have to stay here tonight? I certainly don't always do that.
Wherever will I lay my head?
Well, I haven't been living in the school, that's for certain. God bless school janitors. May they creep on forever. They slightly may they, just slightly unsettling the children. No, nothing else.
Yeah. Using creep in that way.
Yes, not in the other way. So that's kind of cool. And then at some point during the evening, or when they started counting, lightning hit the transmitter and they stopped counting yes votes.
It was so obvious. It being in the count center, like I wasn't supposed to be there on count day, but I got called in because there was like,
are you doing tally man, or what were you doing in the count
center? No, I literally, they were like, we might have a bigger job for you in June. It's like, you're one of the people who didn't fuck up the job you had in the last 2 days. So we might have a bigger job for you in June. And I was like, I'm hoping to not have this much spare time in June, but I'll come by and say hi anyway.
It's a really big job. We need you to stuff the ballot boxes for the next one.
Like when we were picking up the boxes, like everyone in the counts in the polling stations was just so happy to see a person. They were so lonely.
They needed to surround themselves with people, in fact, so lonely were they.
But yeah, it was incredibly obvious, like immediately it's like, oh yeah, these are all no's.
Yeah, like, I didn't know it was gonna fail that spectacularly.
Yeah, me
I started to think it was gonna fail because like a couple of people who'd been fairly vocal about voting yes for it, kind of they all thought they were the only person saying it to me on the sly, were like, I'm gonna have to vote fucking no for this thing. I mean, am I being weird? Yeah. I mean, several other people have taught me this in confidence, so no, you're not being that weird, but like,
yeah.
But I had no idea it was going to be like that absolute massacre that occurred.
Absolute massacre, yeah. A real humiliation for the government who thought this would be a slam dunk.
The hubris of putting it on International Women's Day and then having it be so roundly rejected as doing active harm to women.
You'll find out though whether within about a year to 18 months you'll find out whether it was in fact just them trying to get a slam dunk victory coming up to an election, or whether they're up to something and they're just gonna like make you vote again on it. So,
yeah.
Oh well, they should redo those votes. Like again, like the Citizens Assembly from which those ideas came still believe that those things can be improved. It's just the specifics that they went for don't have enough or much bearing on what the intention of that assembly was.
And Leo Varadkar kind of said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, he really shit the bed. He really shit the bed on the camera and be like, ah, go on, if you're a bit fucked, the state's not really to blame, so therefore won't be helping. Okay, bye. Never forget I'm a doctor.
I worked 2 clinic hours a week during the pandemic, would you believe? Which actually, the Department of the Taoiseach functioned better when I wasn't in there. I don't know why that was the case, but the Citizens Assembly can say what they want. We had an actual vote, and it was voted. So yeah, if you want to go and clarify all the things that people are telling you were different, then that's fine to do another one. If you want to just though do as they did with both Nice and Lisbon referendums and go, they didn't. I don't think they really understood what we were asking them. So I think what we need to do is just put it out there again, but shout louder this time. I've got to say, that worked for Elizabeth.
It worked. It absolutely worked.
Yeah, we're like, oh, they seem really animated about this. I've been very bold voting against it. I better shape up. You know what? The thing that made me vote yes this time was when Brian Cowan said he wasn't mad. He was disappointed. You know, that's a tough one. Mary Harney cried. That was a difficult one. Mightn't have been about the same thing. I'm not sure. I heard she's a bit of a crier. I don't know.
You've gone back to Trump so subtly.
I'm trying to find a way to do him without ruining my voice. Because the only way I've found so far is to totally do him like you're talking through your throat. It's and that's to the detriment of the voice. So God bless, and I hope there's a new referendum soon, and then we should get a day off work for it. I think.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That'll probably make me vote whatever way that you want. Day off work.
Listen, I'll be the turkey voting for Christmas if you give me a day off work.
I also ask, what's the alternative for the turkeys if like they're being bred for Christmas and then Christmas doesn't happen? No, I bet it isn't.
Elderly happily, death. Happily in their beds.
I bet the farmer just like fucked them out the truck on an M on the M50 and goes, "Go, turkeys. You're not my problem now.
You're free.
Return them to the wild." You know, yeah, those famous wild turkeys.
The wild turkey savannas of
the Midlands of Ireland. Of
Feckin, wherever
let those wild turkeys be free to brew their, you know, to distill their whiskey and whatever else.
Their delicious wild turkey whiskey. Boy, I could sure go for some of that right now. Wait a minute, what were we voting on again? I think this is how you get them to vote for Christmas. You keep them confused. And if they really knew anything, they their only ever political representative never even got elected. So, I mean, how do they ever hope to vote for Christmas if they couldn't even get Dustin in? Or even local councillor Snotzer was of no help to them.
Yeah.
Which we should have known.
Dustin did have, like, you know, Bill Clinton levels of charisma. And if he couldn't get elected, I mean, there's a problem in society, you know? Willing to talk about it or not, people aren't willing to vote for turkeys.
Yeah, turkeys won't vote for Christmas, but why would they when we won't even vote for them? I think that's the main. If we do take one thing away from this and every other podcast we've ever done, it's that. It's kind of the culmination of our whole thing. If we can get a turkey elected to the Dáil, I think we can call it quits. Yeah. So get out there, make it happen. I'm sure there was lots of other things that happened during the week, but I was just so focused on the referendums that. I've gone back from referenda. I know it might be, but it's not. It's referendums.
It's referendums.
Yeah, it's... Stop, don't be a wanker. Come on, no, it's not. It's like data.
Well, if you're like going back to the Latin, right? Yeah. Like, isn't like referendum the kind of masculine version of the word, and referenda would be the feminine version? Which, in this case, actually kind of works.
Okay.
I mean...
What are you saying about my referendum?
I mean, you know, it might be. Let's go back to the Latin more frequently, I think. That's the thing. That's what we need to do. Go back to the original Latin. Do the mass in Latin again. A lot of the country's problems started when we started letting them hear what that stuff actually meant. That was a bit of a problem. Body of what? I thought they were just saying it's time for some extra bread now. Here you go.
Yeah,
it's not very nice bread, but you're very poor. So. Which was again Fianna Fáil electoral slogan for a while, but that's why we never had a proper revolution in this country. They didn't promise land, bread, and freedom. They promised not very nice bread, but you won't care because you're poor.
So there you go. But it's nice to see that the artisanal bakeries are really kicking off a little after we would have wanted, you know, a little after, but...
A touch later than we would have liked. Artisanal's a great fucking word. It makes everything sound delicious, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Fucking little bit of artisanal. Like, I don't like porridge at all, but if you give me a bowl of artisanal porridge... I might consider it.
I'd like to try that.
Is it? Could it be? Is it rustic as well? Is it rustic?
Oh yeah.
Potatoes. Before it was like, oh, I fucking missed a bunch of skin. I fucking metabolic appeal in those rustic potatoes. Oh yes, I'll charge extra for these, and you'll pay it because they're rustic.
How far we've come from the famine, where we're actively throwing away the most nutritious part of the potato.
Shame on us,
rustic and nutritious. Well, I think our problem now is we don't want more nutrition. We want as much bulk with as less nutrition as possible. Eventually you won't need to take Ozempic at all. There'll just be these bulk foods that don't have any calories in them, and you'll eat them and you'll feel great. And you'll look great for a while. Until it takes a turn. You know, we're not set up to find people to see like people being too skinny and seeing how unhealthy it looks. We're set up for more skinny being better, because for most
more
people
skinny
it
being
is
better. Yeah, that's it's how I was raised, and by gum,
it's how I'll die.
it's how I'll die.
Emaciated and sexy. That's how I intend to go.
Live fast, die really old, leave a skinny corpse.
Oh, yes. You want to be attractive to the worms are going to eat you first, Meredith. That's right. Yeah. Time to review the beers. We've reviewed Spooky Heineken a lot, but Gavin, you haven't reviewed it very often.
Oh, God, I kind of need to review the experience, and I'm absolutely so tired and really hungover. I'm gonna give it a five because it's not like actively poisoning me that I know of. Yeah. But like, oh, Jesus Christ, Monday fucking night.
What like, a disgrace what? Of a night to do that on, yeah.
Yeah.
Really,
it's a real big dick move, if I'm being honest. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, look, no one's doubting for Ronan's testicular fortitude when it comes to taking a fucking night out of the week.
Listen,
to get
yeah,
on.
The big dick move. I hit this week running, you know, I hit the ground running. Yeah.
I wonder as well, your body, like, you're kind of taunting your body a little bit, where it's like, no, not more alcohol, and you're like, I didn't touch you, can't get mad, not touching. Yeah, so you're kind of
Jack, how's your thing?
It's actually really, really good. I've got to say it's really light and smooth in a way that when I first had it, I was like, it's not particular. It doesn't feel like a non-alcoholic beer. You know, it's not overly beery. I know they said it's like a mini pale ale, and I don't know what that is, but if it's this and this comes in hooch mode, like I'd want to try it. Like, it's just quite a nice flavor. Like, it's kind of fruity. It kind of tastes like a soft drink. It's like somewhere between a soft drink and beer, but not in that way that they're like, oh, they just added a bunch of fucking chocolate into it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm going to give this an 8.5.
Very good.
That's a strong, particularly for a non-alcoholic beer as well. I think they're hitting it right, where it's like, yeah, just make a, for step one, make a drink that's nice to drink. And if it's vaguely beery, then fine.
yeah.
And they seem to have done that.
It's almost kombucha-esque.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
A little boost. Because
it's got that kind of like little bit of like bubbly fermentation-y kind of vibe to it, but it's like fundamentally just trying to taste good.
Which is what you want. It's what you bloody want. And I can heartily recommend drinking nothing at all. We've all done non-alcoholic, and I'm on three weeks of not drinking them out, with many more to come, because let me tell you, gentlemen, I got on the scales yesterday, and
really?
I've been three weeks sober and 3 weeks training and 3 weeks dieting. I got on the scales and I'm nearly as fat as I ever was, so God knows how big I was 3 weeks ago. It's like, what are you gonna do, buddy? It's not a mystery. It's not a mystery how it goes on, but it sure feels discouraging. It was the opposite of discouraging. It was exactly the time to do it, where I was like, it's been a couple of weeks, can I go back on it? No, sir. Get yourself back in the mix, you know. God, I need to get back in the mix. I need to get really hot again, I think is what I need. I don't want to cheat on Michelle, but I don't want her to be so fucking comfortable about it either.
Yeah.
It's not something I'm going to do, but I want you to know that it wouldn't be impossible.
Yeah. I want to be pretty so impossible, hot that she right? both enjoys it and is slightly terrified by it.
Yeah.
I need you to see that I can still catch other fish so that you can act right. R.I.P. Patrice O'Neill, God bless him. The man taken before, or exactly at the right time.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, he would not have done well.
No, I mean, he'd have his own show on InfoWars, which I'd enjoy. I'd probably be still really into him.
Gavin, you appear to be the sleepiest boy that
ever lived. He needs his
credit. I'm gonna be in bed in probably an hour and a half.
You've earned it, buddy. You've earned
fucking
it.
Burned every minute of that sweet, sweet slumber.
Yep. And I'm going to work from home tomorrow so that I can get a nice, good 14-hour sleep.
You mean you're going to wake up, log on at 9:05, send one of those messages that I'm going to ask you a question, but I don't need the answer. I just need you to know that I'm awake. and then go back to bed.
I sent one of the,
Jack, if you don't think I already scheduled that email, you do not know me.
And that's why you got to do it as an email, because Slack only lets you do on the hour kind of times.
Yeah.
Or there's certain limits to that. Yeah, yeah. So that can look real suspicious if it's like, oh, sent out exactly 10 a.m. I don't think so.
Highly unlikely. But then you've got to send the odd one at exactly that time, so that it's not like you're trying to avoid it either, you know.
A very good point.
You got to play a mental game with your employer, you know. Sometimes I think it'd be easier just to work 9 to 5 rather than all this shit I have to do to avoid it. But there you go. Well, at this rate I might as well have just gone to the shop and bought it. Yeah, I mean, given that you're never home for your delivery, I guess you probably should have. That's probably only funny to people
who worked the phones in a delivery company 10 years ago.
And cut! Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.